So I wanted to tell the people about some of the better plants to use in the cemeteries. And you can really think back to your mother and father and your grandparents, what they used. And they had got that knowledge from hand-me-down. The best knowledge there is hand-me-down knowledge. And local hand-me-down knowledge is king. So some of those plants that they use, you can remember back, would be the geraniums. You know, I talk about geraniums a lot, you know, and for a lot of reasons, geraniums are good. Not just because they flower and look good, but because they grow well with very little care, especially in the cemetery. You know, a lot of us will just plant and kind of walk away, but they'll survive quite well. And if we go up there and clean them up once in a while and pluck off the bad leaves and weed around them, they'll even do better. And wax leaf begonias, they're another one. Very, very good. They'll grow in a shady spot. They'll grow in a sunny spot. They'll grow in damp soil. They'll grow in dry soil. They're just an excellent one. And, of course, marigolds. You can't forget marigolds, too. You know, all our parents and grandparents used geraniums and marigolds and wax leaf begonias. Alyssum is another one that's a real good one. And the list can go on a bit there from that. So don't be afraid to get up there and dress up that headstone with some of those plants. Most of the time, you're not wasting your time. Those plants will survive well.
Oh, yeah.